This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Silver Dave.
And we've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in a variety of different ways. We've got archives that you can download that go back to 2006. Actually, even beyond that, if you go to our torrents. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you for free. As we continue, coming up, have we hit peak podcast? Asks the New York Times, and it's an interesting question. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it. But we've been focusing on the activism migration, and Gene the Christian Anarchist is with us here on our Discord server. Gene, I felt like you had more to say here tonight, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking mainly about the different belief systems that people have, and I'm going to go back to flat earthers again because, you know, I kind of like flat earthers. They're funny people, but some of them are completely sincere. But there's another YouTube, and I'm not trying to plug YouTube channels here, but there's one called Vsauce, and very good on scientific stuff, and he did one called Is the Earth Actually Flat? And he uses physics and stuff to show how possibly the Earth could be flat and all these things. But, you know,
but he doesn't actually believe it.
No, of course not. But
gotcha.
Well, but, you know, it's easy to throw, you know, I'm not saying that I believe in the Earth being flat.
Thank God.
But I'm not going to say, but here's the thing is, I mean, I can't say that I know that it's rounded. I don't know anything. I've never been.
You've
in
never
space
flown that high.
I've never flown that high, and I feel like, you know, it's easy to throw those ideas under the bus and say, "Oh, that can't be true." But you know, I mean, everything we think we know, almost everything we think we know,
somebody
really
told
just
you.
Someone told us.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a lot of lies out there, and then there's also just a lot of people perpetuating things that they don't know either. So,
that
I mean,
said, though, there's enough people who have flown high enough to where they can see the curvature of the Earth, and so it's not like it's not like you're going to be able to have a conspiracy that includes every single airline pilot that has ever existed to try to keep a secret about this. Gene, you are a pilot. How high up do you have to go before you can start to notice the curvature of the Earth?
Well, I'm pretty sure that what you see on the horizon at 36,000 feet where most airliners travel is a representation of the curvature of the Earth. And, some people claim it's not, but it looks like a curvature to me at any rate. And obviously, I spend time in Alaska, and in the summertime, the days are longer than they are in Florida. So these kind of things pretty much lay that claim to bear. You know, I don't think that you could say that the Earth is flat. But the thing that I'm getting at is, though, people have different levels of understanding, and you have to accept people as they are. You can't just, discard somebody because they have a totally different, even a crazy mindset. And I think maybe that's one of the things as a libertarian or an anarchist that I really want to let other people know is that you've got to accept people as they are, because you can try to change them, you can lead them along a little bit, but you don't have the power to change other people. We can only try and talk to them and share what we know.
Sure.
And hope
you can
that,
set an example.
That helps.
You can set an example and hope that they'll, you know, see that your example is a success, and maybe they'll want to know why or value the reasons why they were a success. And perhaps,
and if we throw somebody out and just say, well, they're totally useless, they're no good, and then, 2 weeks later, they say, oh, yeah, you were right, you know, come around. But
I don't think Susan the Bruce is coming around.
You never know.
I don't think so. Like, there's certain people who, you know, you don't want to spend any time on them, okay? I'm not saying you should spend your time fighting those people, but they're also not worth spending your time on trying to influence in any positive way, simply because they have indicated that they're not willing to even be receptive to listen to anything. Your time is limited, so spend it on the people that are better prospects, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that, too. But, you know, I'm just saying you don't want to reject anybody initially. You
no,
want
I agree
to at least give them a chance, you know.
Absolutely. So, good call tonight, Gene.
Go ahead. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks.
I was going to say it's a big world, and we have room for a lot of different ideas and people.
Absolutely true. Thank you for the call, Gene the Christian Anarchist. Unless, of course, your ideas are to subjugate and rule others. I don't really want to hang out with people that, you know, get pleasure from the pain of others. Schadenfreude, I think that is, taking pleasure from someone else's pain. So, no, I mean, there's, you know, obviously we shouldn't be encouraging certain types of behavior, but as long as your beliefs don't harm anybody else, then I got no issue with you. You can live your life however you want. But if your beliefs are that you are the one who's right and you're the one who should rule over others and that you will use violence to get your way over others, then I'm not going to just stand by quietly as you try to institute those beliefs over people. Something must be done. Somebody has to stand up and say no. And that comes back around to what we were talking about earlier. Silver Dave is encouraging more people to say no, but to, better yet, say no together. So they're not all alone or feeling alone at the time that they decide to say no. They know they've got people who agree with them, who are nearby in close physical proximity, who could come to their assistance. Who could come to a court trial, who could, you know, arm up or whatever, if necessary.
And it brings us back to, we've come almost full circle,
mm-hmm.
that if you knew that tomorrow you could say no and get away with it, would you?
Mm.
Would you give mm-hmm. them the money tomorrow if you got your paycheck and you could choose? You're like, I'm going to give half of my paycheck in, you know, property taxes and... I'm going to give half of my paycheck in income tax, property tax, licensing fee, registration fee, fishing license, mm-hmm. hunting license, sales tax, and all this other crap. Right. And you could choose to give it. That way they could spend the money to murder farmers in Afghanistan to help the agenda. Would you give it? On the other hand, if you knew you could get away with saying no. You're going to waste this money. You people are jerks, and you're using this for the most horrible things. I'm not going to give it to you. And if you knew you could do it, would you give it? And I feel like so many people would be like, no, I'm not giving. In fact, I think most people don't trust the government. And
I hope so.
And I even heard a statistic. You know, yesterday we were talking, you know, some of my friends and I were talking about that they said that less than 10% of Americans believed the official 9/11 story.
Hmm.
And someone else even said that there's a video of Donald Trump actually saying that it's not possible that airplanes could knock down those towers.
Really?
And that they must have had explosives. I want to find this video myself because they were talking about it. They were saying that it was on InfoWars that this was talking about. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not. But
yeah, sure.
So, like, oh, I just got $50. No.
Wait, is Alex Jones paying people to say InfoWars?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
But they're like, hey, they will not quiet me. They will not quiet me. Anyway, so, but the thing is that, like, less than 10% supposedly even believe the story. And I feel like so few people believe the government, so few people believe in the wars, but everyone's okay with it. But if people knew they could get away with saying no, they would. And I feel like how could we get people to connect together to say, like, hey, you know, Ralph, Frankie, George, hey, guys, we all know we feel the same way, right? Like, we want freedom. We want to keep the fruits of our labor. Well, like, let's do it. And I feel like if people knew they could do it, if they knew that the person to the left or the right would support it, too, and they wouldn't just, like, let you stand up by yourself and then, like, the Nazis would just shoot you. If there was a way to do that tomorrow, we could be free tomorrow. And it just, I think about
if
all the time.
If enough people gave up their belief in the government and their fear of what might happen if they said no, then we would be significantly more free. You're absolutely right about that. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, you know, join me, because I haven't paid those goons since 2004, and I've been doing it on a moral basis. I don't want to support murder and threats and killing. And the toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE like freedom, although I have still been paying the property tax, unfortunately. It's Free Talk Live. Nobody's perfect.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in lines. They're available for you. Actually, that's where everybody's been calling tonight, and it's been sounding great. It's Ian and Silver Dave here in the studio. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. The Discord lines are over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going next. But first, I do want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's the one that I use more than any other, and I've used a bunch of them because I like crypto, and I like trying different wallets and seeing which ones are the best. And Edge Wallet is an excellent wallet. That's why I use it. It's not because they're a sponsor of the show. They became a sponsor long after I was a fan of Edge. So it's great to have them on board. Secure your freedom by buying, selling, trading, and securely holding cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Dash, Tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more, including just added Ravencoin over on the Edge wallet. You can download it for iOS as well as Android devices. You can also visit their website at edge.app. That's edge.app. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Nathan. He's on the line in Texas on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Nathan.
Oh, hey. How are you doing, Ian?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about YouTube censorship. It's, you know, traditionally YouTube has been the least censorious of the big social networks. And
really?
That might be surprising, but they're very lenient compared to Facebook. Facebook or Twitter. Like, there's a lot of people who, you know, they'll get banned from Twitter, like, you know, Sargon, Carl Benjamin would be an obvious example. He got banned from Twitter a long time ago, banned from Patreon, but still not banned from YouTube. So it may seem sometimes like you get, you know, banned from, like Alex Jones, you get banned from them all at once. That's not always the case. But I think YouTube censorship, we're going to see a big increase in it with the, you know, the 2020 election because, you know, Google owns YouTube. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the Project Veritas video, but the one where they said they can't allow a Trump situation or whatever.
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a leaked video on YouTube where basically someone went undercover at Google headquarters and they recorded some people. And, like, there's this one executive lady who's talking about, well, you know, if they break up YouTube or they break up Google, then we can't prevent another Trump situation. The video might still be available. I can't remember the title, but it's like Project Veritas, Google Leak, or something like that.
Huh.
But the main reason I wanted to call about it is because today someone pointed me to a video called The Dark Age of YouTube Has Begun. And so this is only a prediction, but in the video, the person is using some evidence to make a prediction. There was someone, and I can't remember the name, it's in the video, someone who basically they made a new YouTube channel, and they immediately had 1 million subscribers.
What?
And people were saying, yeah, this you know, this rarely happens, you have to work for years, or, you know, you get a lot of subscribers.
So, what do they buy the subscribers on, like, one of those fake sites where you can just hire a bunch of, you know, people in, like, India to go and...
That is a possibility, but what's worse is that people report being automatically subscribed to this person. And another thing with YouTube is a lot of people are always reporting they're getting like unsubscribed from people that they subscribe to when YouTube goes in and they're clearing spam bots and stuff. But people also suspect that YouTube is deliberately, you know, trying to reduce the reach of basically because of these advertisers, the apocalypse. You know, advertisers don't want to be exposed on risky content, so then they'll go away and YouTube will put a new round of censorship. We're probably going to see more of that. But the interesting thing about this particular case is that this person seemingly got a lot of, just, you know, 1 million subs very quickly, and people found themselves subscribed to this person just without having actually clicked the button. And so the possibility is that YouTube is going to explicitly start, you know, promoting people and just giving them likes, giving them, you know, subscribers and promotion.
Why would they,
even more than they already
I mean,
do.
Are you suggesting that they would be subscribing people to a channel to which they had not subscribed? That YouTube would force subscriptions?
That is the allegation that the video made. And, you know, it's from
is there any evidence for that, or is that just pure speculation?
Well, the video has the evidence in it. I think it was like the Dark Age of YouTube or whatever. But
how do you show evidence that somebody was falsely subscribed to something? How could you even prove that?
Well, the only thing you could really show is screenshots from people who say that they've been subscribed. So it's admittedly not certain at this point, but based on everything else I know, it seems like it's a definite possibility.
Color me skeptical on that. I mean, it just doesn't seem like that would really fly. People would be pretty upset, and I think you would hear a lot more about it than just some, you know, conspiracy theory video. I think people would be, like, really mad if they found that they'd been subscribed to channels that they didn't ask to subscribe to. That sort of goes against
then they
the
are,
whole system.
Presumably.
Huh?
They are, presumably they are, yes. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't conspiracy that kind of point in that direction. Like, for example, on the trending page, you don't even, if you're CNN, it's actually YouTube policy that you don't need as many, views to get on the trending page.
Like, sure, yeah. There's certain channels that they are putting, first and foremost, like you're pointing out, CNN, major mainstream news media sources are more likely to end up in the recommended videos, algorithm, and things like that. So there's definitely no doubt that YouTube is using its programming to show people things that they otherwise might not have seen, but that's not the same thing as saying they're going to just go ahead and wholesale subscribe everybody to CNN or some other, you know, propaganda channel like that. I feel like I think that would be obviously crossing a line that even they wouldn't, be so brazen as to cross, because it kind of eliminates the whole YouTube idea where, oh, no, we think you need to subscribe to these five channels and we're going to force subscribe you to these channels and no, you can't unsubscribe.
I mean, even YouTube Rewind, is this, like, highlight clip that they put out every year on Team YouTube's channel. They actually excluded PewDiePie from that, even though
he's really?
A top non-corporate YouTuber.
Well, he's been in there before, though, hasn't he?
He has, but they're putting more people in there who basically, they're celebrities who don't even have a lot of subscribers on their channel.
Well, I mean, didn't PewDiePie make a big to-do about leaving YouTube for live streaming? I mean, he's on DLive now.
He is. That's correct.
Yeah.
Because YouTube, is obviously not treating. The thing is that YouTube seems to be going away from the whole point of YouTube, which was that you too, like you at the home, you the average person put up a video, and then on the merits you
that it could be seen.
Yeah.
No, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I would agree with you that it is its mission has shifted over the years as it has become more of a corporate tool that is, you know, manipulated by Google for whatever purposes, as opposed to its original founding by, like, what, a couple college graduates or something. I mean, it's come a long way in the last 13 or so years of its existence. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And we are on YouTube, by the way, but we don't ever really promote that fact. We do have a Free Talk Live channel there. It's slash Free Talk Live Radio, I think. Anyway, if you go to youtube.freetalklive.com, it'll take you right to it. We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome, and our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Silver Dave in the studio. You can also join us on our Discord server, just like our last three callers. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and hop into one of those top four channels. They're called on-air call-in lines. We will notice you there and join you in there, and then you'll sound like you're sitting here with us.
Call me!
We got more on the way. It is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Demands for tougher gun laws are getting louder in the wake of the recent mass shootings in three different states that have taken 34 lives. The brother of one of those killed in Dayton, Jeffrey Fudge, says someone should be held accountable.
When a young kid is able to get his hands on his dad's high-powered rifle, then they need to hold people accountable. And that's my thing, because guns don't shoot guns. People shoot guns.
President Trump will be visiting Dayton and El Paso, and protesters are expected. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says people in her town are not happy with Trump's visit.
He's made this bet. He's got a lie in it. You know, he hasn't, you know, his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community. And I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio, it's Ian
Silver Days.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have for you there, including our video streaming services. We're on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. We're also on DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. Those are two places that you can follow our channel, and then you'll get notices like in email or in the Twitch or DLive apps when we go live. So you can watch the show on video. If you care about that, you're welcome to do that. It's free, of course. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Devin, who's calling from Jacksonville, Florida, watching us on YouTube. Devin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dark Dave's more fitting.
All right. You are not allowed to call this show. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Speaking of YouTube, first of all, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, YouTube is the only service that I can use to, if I want to share the fact that your program is going on. Is that correct or no?
No. We're on DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. We're also on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. You can just share our audio streams over at freetalklive.com. The front page of the website, in fact, during our live show, turns into a player. So normally, if you go there the other 21 hours a day, it just takes you to the front page of the site. But if you are there during 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, the front page becomes a live playback thing. So you can just share the show URL if you wanted.
Yeah. I've been using YouTube to share it. It seems to be a little bit easier for me anyway than the other share
That's fine too. It's the least it's the least quality video stream that we offer. We have three different qualities. YouTube is the lowest of them, but it still doesn't look bad. It still looks fine.
The low quality comes in handy for low internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Service.
Yep, that's true. If you've got limited internet and you still want video, then YouTube is going to be your best bet there.
Because I have found that Twitch is, for me, Twitch is the hardest one to keep going. DLive is a little bit better, but still a little bit, freezes a little bit.
Yep.
But YouTube never freezes on me.
Good to know.
Dave, what you were saying about if people would just all look to their left and look to their right and stand up simultaneously, let me tie that in with what I was saying the other day, is that I used to have a horse that I could lead around without a rope because he thought there was a rope connected to his halter, to his neck, but it wasn't there anymore because I had stopped using it long ago, but he still thought it was there.
Huh.
And if he only knew. And so that's really the same thing. If people only would take a look and see that the rope is not really there, they could walk away and there's nothing that even the U.S. military could do about it because, frankly, half or two-thirds or three-quarters of the U.S. military would come along.
That's a great point. And, there's no rope. There's no rope. And there's a lot more of us.
That's
than there
true,
are of them.
Right?
And it's that's a really good point.
Strength in numbers.
I mean, if people said no, I mean, it would be like it's like one guy versus like every 50,000, like one guy versus like 50,000 people. Meanwhile, that one guy is controlling those per 50,000 people, and people obey because, just like you said, they believe that there's a rope, but there is no rope.
I think that the typical ratio of police to average people is like 1 to 500, if I recall correctly. Now, some departments have, you know, 1.5 to 500, or like there's a range, but that's kind of like the typical. Some departments have less than one per 500, but that's your typical sort of average, I guess, that you see in the United States. But I don't think that factors in the military, you know, all of the violent weight that the government could bring down upon you. So it's probably a little bit more than 1 to 500. You know, it might be like 3 to 500, or maybe at worst 5 to 500 if you factor in like all the military or something. But I mean, the fact is there's more of us than there are of them. That's just a fact.
And it's funny, you think about, imagine like a giant, imagine this giant, you know, 5,000-pound man, right? And there's this, like, little 1-pound little ant bossing him around, and he's obeying, and he's doing it. And then at any moment, he could just squash him. He could just be like, no, and just crush him. But, you know, what a good analogy. I really like your rope analogy. Thank you.
David, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, well, on the I can save the other subject for another time, but to add on to this subject, I think that the numbers from the American Revolution are still good in that, you know, they're like there was 20-30% that were siding with the British and 20-30% that were actively, openly supporting the new Americans, and everybody else that remained, the 40-60%, they were just neutral, and they didn't matter. They didn't matter. They were just there taking up space. And so I think, and those numbers are pretty much the same. And then if you, that old thing about the 3%, out of that 20-30% that supported the new Americans, it was only like 3% of able-bodied men and, you know, whatever women were actively fighting, you know, actively resisting. It only took 3%, and that's pretty much true, I believe, still. So.
Yep, I think I'm right. I think I'm with you on that one, David. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. It really is true that a determined minority can make some very significant changes in life.
And the majority of people will just side with whoever they think is going to win.
It's true. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I had a story here about podcasting, and I thought it was going to be – I think it's actually a pretty interesting piece, but I think it's a little bit too in-depth to start this late in the show. So coming up here, how about some good news about the most marijuana-friendly Congress in all of U.S. history, at least according to Forbes magazine. We can share that with you, and of course, you can share your thoughts with us. I do like getting a little bit of good news out there if I possibly can. As I said, this one comes from Forbes, where Tom Angel, who's a contributor, writes, with the House and Senate heading into a month-long August recess, it's a good time to take a look back at what lawmakers have accomplished so far this year when it comes to marijuana reform. It's unquestionable that the 116th Congress is the most cannabis-friendly Congress in history. 7 months into the session, there have already been 7 hearings on cannabis. A marijuana banking bill has passed a key committee, and the full House adopted a far-reaching amendment to block federal interference in state legalization laws. And those are just the highlights. Justin Strickall from NORML, that's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, says, quote, Congress has never moved this far, this fast on marijuana policy, period. Representative Earl Blumenauer, who's from Oregon, has worked for decades to end marijuana prohibition, said that those, quote, long overdue efforts to reform our outdated cannabis laws are finally resonating in Congress. Well, it only took decades, but finally, they seem to be taking this issue seriously.
You know, I kind of got a little problem with this.
All right.
And my thing is this. They say, you know, legalizing, but they're really, they don't really mean that kind of like oh, legalize, you mean like, so I could grow it, I could sell it, I could buy it, I could.
Yeah, that's not what they mean.
Oh, not that kind of legal, Dave. No. You've got to still bribe the government. And,
right.
You know, and
got to get a permission slip.
That, to me, is still a major issue. Like, who
that's
are these guys?
State.
Yeah,
yeah,
who are these guys that can take away your natural born rights and then try to sell them
right.
back to you?
So, yeah, right. The idea that you don't have the right to dig a hole in the ground, drop a seed in it, cover it up with some dirt, and wait. Like, that's what they're saying to you. You have to have a permission slip to do.
Like, dear Earth. Can you hear me out there, Earth? Who are these guys that
Earth
are trying to,
Earth.
To say they hurt Earth? Who are these guys that are trying to say that we can't grow a natural plant that you provided here for us,
yeah.
but that you have to pay these goons, government goon, tyrannical people?
It's crazy.
I want freedom.
Yeah.
I want it.
Me too. More on the way here, though. You know, either way, I'm totally with you on this, Dave. I also agree that we need to just end prohibition and not have a legal structure built on top of this plant. Unfortunately, the politicians aren't likely to see it that way. So we'll tell you at least there's still a little bit of progress at the federal level, and we'll explain some of it coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have enough time for you if you jump on the lines now. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Silver Dave.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
you can. Right here in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. In fact, there is somebody on the line on our Discord server. I can't quite read it. Sarah, I think, from New Mexico. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hello there.
I want to talk about the red light cameras.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah. Tell us about them.
Well, I think they're a good thing. And, yeah.
This was not a well-planned call, was it?
I think they're a good thing. And, yeah, I really like red light cameras in the red light district. My bedroom.
Who is this, really?
Hey, who are these guys?
Tax feeder.
Tax feeder.
Yum.
All right. So that was your attempt to do an impression of a long-lost caller now who has not called the show for 2 months, I think, or close to two. Not quite 2 months, but we hadn't heard from her since before we went to Porkfest.
Yeah, I miss Sarah. I wish she'd come back. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what happened either. I don't know if anybody out there knew what other shows that she called, because I know she was noteworthy for calling, like, a bunch of different shows. So I wonder if she's still calling any of those other shows. And if she's not, then I would say it's safe to say something bad might have happened to Sarah. Maybe, you know.
Auto accident, some kind of pedestrian.
They had to ban these cars. They kill a lot of people.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all.
All right, appreciate it.
Okay, you feel better now.
There you go. Thank you. That's how you do it. You get on our Discord server there over at discord.lrn.fm where the conversation continues. There's people in there chatting every single day. It's pretty much around the clock, different chat rooms in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Head over there to discord.lrn.fm. Whether we'll ever hear from Sarah, the real Sarah in New Mexico again, is a good question. I don't know. Sometimes callers come and then they go, and then you never hear from them again. Sad stuff. But we move on because we've got stuff to talk about. Like good news at the federal level. This is from Forbes.com. It's saying here that this Congress is the most marijuana-friendly Congress in all of history, which probably isn't a very high bar to reach, but nonetheless.
Can I add that I don't think that they're marijuana-friendly. I think that they just found a way to make money on letting people have some slight little bit more freedom, but also like only letting certain people be allowed to sell it to them.
That's right.
At still exorbitant prices. Because now that it's becoming more legalized, has anyone noticed the price hasn't really changed on this?
You're wrong about that. So because of legalization, I would say, we've seen a price drop. Over the last decade plus, prices have come down dramatically. I've seen, so back in the late 1990s, I'm pretty familiar with the people that have bought and sold marijuana. I've known a lot of them in my time. But back in the late 90s, you could get a bag of mid-grade cannabis. And now mids back then would have been some seeds. You know, there'd be some seeds in the buds, but it would be generally a decent quality of a bud. Sometimes they were pressed, a little compressed, but not flattened. And sometimes they were like full, you know, buddy buds. They looked nice. So there's kind of like a range of mids. But you might pay like $60 for a quarter ounce of mid grades. You can get that level of quality these days. Actually, you can't even get that level of quality. You can get, like, that same kind of plant, but no seeds, because they've gotten rid of seeds. I haven't seen seeds in cannabis in years. I don't remember. It must have been a decade ago, the last time I saw seeds in cannabis. So maybe there are still some markets around the country where you can get seedy cannabis, but at least in New England, I haven't seen it. And so you can get the same quality smoke with fewer seeds or no seeds for half the price. Now you can do it for $30 instead of $60. The prices have come down across the board, and these are black market prices that I'm talking about here, because we don't have a legal marketplace here in New Hampshire. Now, to be fair, you can actually compare the black market to the legal market in Massachusetts, and it's actually more expensive on the legal market in Massachusetts.
Well, and to me, I feel like the prices of the black market are like thousands of percents higher than it would be like for, you know, like the price of weed compared to the price of gold or silver.
Mm-hmm.
Silver is a probably better example because silver is worth like a dollar a gram. Versus weed is obviously a lot more.
Could be 20 bucks a gram.
So, like, but silver should be much more rare than weed.
Sure.
So I feel like the prices, yeah. So I feel like the prices still don't reflect true free market price.
Not at all.
Farmed crop that you could grow a giant field of if it was like really legal, like real legal, not just this like pseudo legal like they've got.
No, you're right. They don't reflect true freedom.
But I guess I see
your point. But the increased supply has brought the prices down.
Yeah, so the prices have come down.
David, it used to be that you had to, if you wanted to get a bulk amount of cannabis, you had to move it across the southern border, right? You had to, there had to be a smuggling operation.
Man, my bum hurts. I just took this quarter pound through Connecticut.
But yeah, you'd want to put in, you know, bricks of marijuana into some sort of vehicle and travel it across the border. Now there's so much being grown in the legal states, like Oregon and Colorado, and now like eight other states. I think it's eight or nine states that have it legal. There's just so much supply. One of the problems is that because the federal government won't allow marijuana to be sold or distributed, even though it's legal in, say, Oregon, the companies that grow it in Oregon cannot ship it outside of Oregon. They can only sell it there in Oregon. So that's one of the reasons why the prices are higher than what they should be, because they should be able to trade in between Oregon and Colorado and Oregon and California and Nevada. And, you know,
right.
So if
like
products...
you mean like a free market?
Yeah, or even a free-ish market.
Free-ish.
You know, even if it was regulated, just being able to trade across borders would increase the number of potential buyers and make it so a lot of
like
the product
competition.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, one farm can do it for less.
Yeah. Correct. But for now, if a farm has an excess, they have to sell it within that state. Or if they're careful, they can shove some of it out the back door illegally into the black market, which is, in my opinion, why you see black market prices dropping, because there's this, you know, they have their ways, right? Like, even though the government has a fairly restrictive system on top of these growers, like they have to tag the plants, they have to track the plants, they have to know where they are at all times, they have to have inventory, it's ridiculous. They still have ways of, you know, okay, if you're clipping the buds off, just clip one bud out of 10 and put it in this bucket over here, and that bucket's going to go out the back door. We're going to, you know, sell that on the black market, make a little bit of extra money, and that stuff ends up going all around the country into markets where it is still illegal. But that's brought the prices down. Here's a couple more highlights from this this story. In June, the House of Representatives voted 267 to 165 to approve a measure for the first time that prevents the Department of Justice from spending money to intervene in the implementation of state and territory marijuana policies. The body also approved, in an uncontested voice vote, a similar measure shielding the cannabis laws of Indian tribes, as well as another adding the U.S. Virgin Islands to an existing law covering local marijuana or medical marijuana programs. An additional amendment to that the House tacked on to the same bill directs the Food and Drug Administration to establish a process for regulating CBD in foods and dietary supplements. Also, separate appropriations legislation that cleared the House in June contained language upon introduction to prohibit the Treasury Department from punishing banks for maintaining accounts for state legal cannabis businesses. Now, this would be a big deal if this goes through. Now, I don't know what the current status is, and apparently the Senate has not yet taken up versions of these different bills. So none of these things are a done deal at this point. But the fact that they had they passed, at least initially, this removal of restrictions from banks being able to hold an account for a cannabis business. Because that's been one of the most difficult struggles for a lot of these businesses. Even when they've jumped through all the stupid government hoops that they have to jump through to be able to buy or sell or grow marijuana, they then run into the problem of, okay, now we got all this money from the marijuana sales, but we don't know what to do with it because no bank will actually open a bank account for us because the banks are afraid of the federal government coming in. So if they can change that rule to leave banks alone who are doing business with marijuana businesses, that'll help a lot of them out quite a bit. So, you know, these are little steps in the right direction, but I'm glad to see some progress in this area. Hey, you can check us out online anytime you want. Join the fun over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, and don't forget to download archives and join the AMP program at Free Talk Live.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Do you like going to your job every day? If you have your own business, can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? Probably not. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.